No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, there is skullduggery afoot in the state Republican parties. There's skullduggery afoot. I mentioned that the Louisiana party has censured Bill Cassidy, their senator who has integrity, voted to convict Donald Trump. He's a conservative Republican. They knifed him. This is the same Republican party that refused to censure David Duke, who was a Nazi leader and a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan back in 1989. That is a very, very sad party down there. Very, very sad party. And I told you that in North Carolina, they're about to censure Richard Burr, their senator, who voted to convict Donald Trump. And in Nebraska, they're sniffing around, nosing around to possibly censure Ben Sasse. But they're doing a lot more things under the covers, under the surface, that are harmful. And it's come to Wisconsin. Started in Georgia, this Reffensperger, Secretary of State, everybody, what a saint he is, what a great guy he is. Trump wanted him to find 11,780 votes. He wouldn't do it. He must be quite a guy. No, he's not quite a guy. He is part of the effort, including the gerrymandered Republican Georgia legislature, to get rid of absentee ballots, get rid of drop boxes, and harass and investigate voter registration groups. Well, in Wisconsin, here's what Voss did. Voss, speaker of a gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican caucus. They get under 50% of the votes for the legislature and they get 2/3 of the seats. It's not democracy. What they do is not supported by a majority of the state by a long shot. And they have convened an inquiry, an audit of the voting in this last election because of alleged impropriety by Donald Trump. And this is supported by Ron Johnson, the senator. And they're going to look at everything. One of the things they're going to look at that blew me away, you know, one thing that's sacred, you would think is sacred, or is mail-in voting or absentee voting in old age homes where people are sick and they can't get out to vote. You think that, well, everybody has a grandma, everybody has somebody in there. Oh, no, not these people. What they're saying is that the old age homes, the assisted living facilities, violated the law because there's a statute that says, and listen to this, statute that says is before you mail them their ballots, you have to physically go there, somebody from the election outfit, and hand them out. And if they have any questions, they can ask. In other words, they want to make sure that these people are assisted. But these old age homes, assisted living facilities, have COVID restrictions. They won't let people in. They won't let in a wife to see her husband, much less a clerk from somewhere. So what the elections boards have done is say, okay, well, we can mail them. As long as we go there first, they won't let us in, so we'll mail them. So the Republicans are saying, you shouldn't have mailed them. We're going to stop you from mailing them in the future. So you go in, and if COVID prevents you going in, they don't get to vote. That's what they're doing. The second thing they're doing is saying, we're going to take a good look at no excuse mail-in voting. You may need not an affidavit, although some of them will say an affidavit, which requires a notary. You have to go down to your bank and pay a buck or whatever, and they notarize it. A statement from your doctor saying that you can't physically go to the polls, so therefore you should vote absentee, and then we'll decide if that's right. Oh, that's great. Out of 5 million people in the state, about 3 million voters, we're going to do that for everybody in a short period of time? I don't think so. A lot of states have all absentee voting, Colorado, Oregon, in Washington, and even in California. Anybody who wants to can vote absentee. And they don't have any problems. And some, you can only vote absentee. I think if you really insist on going in person, they'd let you come in, you'd be alone, and you could vote for them. But come on, they're going to get rid of that. Drop boxes, they're going to say, We don't like Dropboxes. We don't want like, it's too convenient. It's too convenient. And then they're going to say, if any absentee ballots come in, if they're still permitted, clerks cannot fill in addresses of husband and wives. In other words, your husband and wife, and one of them fills out the ballot and signs it and puts in her address. The husband checks husband, and he witnesses it, which he can do, and he doesn't fill out the address again, the same address under his signature. Sometimes he can write same. They'll say, no, he has to physically write it out. But what happens now is, especially in smaller towns, which were the ones that went for Trump, I don't know whether they're making a big deal out of this, they will fill it in for him because it's the husband. They know it's the husband. It says same. Can't do that. They are going to inspect every ballot and look for some kind of technical conformity, even though there's no suggestion of fraud. And they are going to do this over the next many months, and they're going to have this investigation. And the idea is to drive down turnout. In Georgia, they're doing something the same or even worse. They have a criminal investigation into Reverend Warnock's and Stacey Abrams' GOTV group. These are the people who go door to door in the African-American community, and they get people to vote. They're saying they can't do that. Enough's enough, guys. This is what's happening. We're coming to the end of the show. Been a great show. Back tomorrow, same time, same place with Matt Flynn Direct. In the meantime, you have great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. On Tuesdays, you have Busted Pencils. Saturdays, you've asked the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Do not miss this great programming. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Back same time tomorrow, same time, same place.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.